Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, Has Migration Gone Too Far? And it is a video by The Economist. So in this video, they're talking about migration and explaining how this has increased over the last few decades. So people are moving from their original countries to other countries. And they also discuss why some people might be against this and why some people might support it. So why some people might welcome other people from other countries into their own country. So if you're interested, you can go take a look at that video. But for now, let's look at our sentence. Over the past few decades, the reasons for migration have multiplied. Wars, famines, and climate change are pushing people from their homes. So this sentence is talking about migration, and it's explaining that there are many reasons for migration, many reasons that people want to leave their original countries, and they're saying that over the past few decades, there have been more and more reasons for people to leave. Let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. Over the past few decades, the reasons for migration have multiplied. Wars, famines, and climate change are pushing people from their homes. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocabulary word is migration. Migration is a noun, and it is when people move from one country or area to another. So you could say something like, problems in certain countries may cause migration to increase. All right, our next word is migrate. Migrate is the verb form of migration. So to migrate is to move to a different country or area, usually to find better living or working conditions. For example, many people from rural areas migrate to urban areas. And animals can also migrate. So when they move from one area to another, based on the season, they are also migrating. So you could say, the birds migrate south in the winter. So they fly south in the winter, they migrate. Our next word is immigrate. So immigrate is another verb, and it is very similar to migrate, but it means to come into a foreign country to live. So you could say something like, my family immigrated to Canada when I was young. And that would mean my family moved to Canada when I was young. We came into the country. All right, our next word is multiply. Multiply is a verb, and it means to increase in number. So you could say something like, at my new job, my responsibilities have multiplied. And that would mean that my responsibilities have increased at my new job. I have many more responsibilities than I had before. But multiply also has another meaning, and it's something that might come up in math class. So it's when you find the product of two numbers. For example, you could say 2 multiplied by 5 is 10. So multiply here is basically something that you do in math. You multiply numbers. All right, our next word is related to this, and it is multiple. Multiple is an adjective, and it means more than one. So you could say something like, this plan has multiple problems. So that means this plan has more than one problem. The next word is also related, and it is multiplication. Multiplication is a noun, and it means the act of multiplying. So the act of making things increase in number, or it can also mean a process in math. So when you multiply numbers, you are doing multiplication. So you could say something like, we learned multiplication during math class. All right, the next word is famine. A famine is a situation when many people don't have enough food to eat. So basically, people are starving. And an example of this would be in the 1800s, there was a famine in Ireland due to problems with potato crops. All right, our next word is famished. This word is related to famine and it is an adjective. And famished means very hungry. So you could say something like, after a day of hiking, I was famished. Our next word is climate change. Climate change is a noun and it is the changes in the Earth's climate patterns. An example sentence would be, climate change is a major problem in our world today. And our next word is related to this, and it is global warming. Global warming is the slow increase in the temperature of the Earth's atmosphere. So you could say, global warming may cause glaciers to melt. All right, that is all of our vocabulary, so let's look at our sentence one more time. Over the past few decades, the reasons for migration have multiplied. Wars, famines, and climate change are pushing people from their homes. All right, that is it for today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, do you think migration is good or bad? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.